Hey, Joel, are you mad at me for some reason?
Mad at you? No. Should I be?
I hope not. You just seemed like you were upset.
Nope. Just focused on getting ready to listen to the Kids' Corner.
Oh, me too. Let's get started.
In the fiery mountains of the Eastern Plain, a martial artist master waited for her charge, a peasant girl named Amber that she was to train to fight the criminal forces that were at large.
I have come, master.
The student deeply bowed. The master did not make a move. Like a stone she sat. The volcano beneath them rumbled, thundering and loud.
Is there a reason we're in a place that might explode, like that?
As the lava bubbled and the heat and gases fumed, so too did the temper of the student, who began to pace.
Patience, young one,
the master said, then silently resumed her peaceful vigil upon the fiery mountain face.
Patience? You're crazy! The fire is right there!
The student was now livid, for her life was in great peril. And as she took her leave, the artful master, with great care, stopped her in her tracks, grabbing firm the girl's apparel.
Patience, student. Sit with me. The mountain is a testament of what anger does to cloud both ears and vision. Hear the noise and taste the wind, as ash and rock to heaven sent serve little purpose to achieve any earthly mission. Do not be like this mountain, foul and loud and hot, which causes both good and bad to flee your wrath and devastation. For the temper that is lost is like a wayward shot and can bring destruction to an entire nation.
The student considered well this lesson and gave a gentle nod.
But why, teacher, teach this when we both may be dismembered?
I have learned many things on this narrow path I trod. Like a lesson with adrenaline is easily remembered. Now then, it seems my teaching time is up.
And they both descended from the volcano. Once at home, they both poured tea into their cups and listened patiently to the radio.
Miss Fiona? I finished sweeping.
Thanks, Sage. Just finishing the packing up here. Most of the donations were already taken, so there's only this box of books left.
Are they any good?
You can take a look. It's mostly poetry and science textbooks. Do you like volcanoes?
I guess they're cool.
Hello?
We're in here, Amber.
Oh, hi. I didn't expect to see you guys here this morning.
We could say the same. What brings you to the community center this morning?
My karate class got rescheduled and my mom had to run some errands. She dropped me off early.
You do karate? Like black belts and breaking boards and stuff?
Pretty much, though I haven't got my black belt yet. I'm still just a green belt.
So have you broken boards?
A couple, but we don't do that very often.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Yeah, so how do you do it? Do you get really angry and then just, you know, smash?
That's not exactly how it works. We don't exactly get angry. It's all about technique.
Technique? Sounds fancy.
I think what Amber is saying is there's a right way to do it and a lot of wrong ways.
Yeah, sometimes I mess up and that can make me angry. But when that happens, it can make doing it right harder because I forget all the lessons.
Anger usually does that.
Usually does what?
Well, it's like what the Bible tells us in... Oh, really? Must they call me now? I'll be right back, girls. I have to take this. Hello, this is Miss Watson speaking.
Have you ever noticed that when grown-ups are about to explain something, something else comes along to distract them?
Yeah, and they say us kids have short attention spans.
Do you even know what that means?
No clue. Want to listen to the radio?
Oh, yeah! So the first thing to remember is that you're not trying to hit the board. You're trying to go through the board. So if the board was here, you'd want to focus all your force here, not here.
You lost me again, Amber.
Maybe it's better if you just come to class and see for yourself.
All right. Sorry about that, girls. Where were we?
I was just trying to teach Sage how breaking boards works.
She means before the phone call.
Oh, right. You were going to tell us something about what the Bible says about being angry or something.
Oh, that's right. I was just reminded by what you said earlier that when we are angry, it usually has the effect of making us forget what we have been taught. In your case, it was what you learned in karate class.
but it also applies to many parts of our lives, especially when it comes to following God's instructions.
So, like what?
I think there are a lot of examples of anger distracting us from something important God has told us to do. The two greatest commandments God has given us are to love Him and to love others. But when we're angry, those commands tend to not occur to us.
That's true. I know when Ivy does something that makes me angry, it's really easy to treat her badly.
That's what the Bible says in verses like James 1:20 and Psalm 37:8. That's why God tells us to get rid of anger as soon as possible, and instead to be kind, forgiving, and gentle with each other, because that's how God treats you.
Right, but is anyone actually doing that?
I don't think so. Everywhere I look, online or in school, there's a lot of people that are angry about one thing or another, and stuff they say about other people who don't think like them is really mean, and I wouldn't want anyone saying anything like that about me.
Yes, our world is full of people threatening, bullying, and trying to frighten others into agreeing with them. And sadly, this kind of attitude is common amongst Christians, too.
There are Christians that do that kind of stuff, too?
Oh, yeah. I've heard lots of people in church saying bad things about other people all the time.
It's true. Sad, but true. You see how anger can be so distracting that we lose sight of the important things like obeying God? We let anger take over, and we don't let God's Spirit control how we act.
Letting God's Spirit control us? How does that work?
I suppose the easiest way to explain it is when we read the Bible and learn how God wants us to live. We could try to do it on our own, but we won't get very far. We just don't have what it takes to live the way God wants us to, not by ourselves. That's why Jesus says in John 15:4 that in order to live the way God wants us to, we need to rely on Him and not our own ability.
Okay, but how?
Good question. I think the word Jesus used to explain it was to abide in Him. To abide means to live inside or with. It means we need to get to know God, to listen to Him when He's trying to tell us things, to pray to Him, asking Him questions, and answering His.
Sounds a lot just like being His friend.
Indeed. And I think that's what He was saying. God wants to be your friend, and your best friend at that. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what He says later in the same chapter, in verse 15.
Wow, I've got to think about that.
It's worth thinking over. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to finish cleaning up and listening to the radio. There we are. Everything is cleaned up for the next big event. Thank you again for your help, Sage.
No problem. Though, I did have a question about what we've been talking about today.
About anger, you mean?
Yeah, you've been saying how we need to not be controlled by our anger because it makes us forget the right thing to do. But I don't think you ever actually said it, so I'm gonna ask. Is just being angry wrong?
Ah, I wondered if this question was going to show up eventually.
I'm pretty sure from what we've been learning today, it is. I mean, if it makes you forget to do the right thing, it sounds like the wrong thing to me.
You make a good point, Amber. And the verses I mentioned earlier do warn us not to be angry. But there are other verses that make it clear that the emotion of anger is not a sin in itself.
Huh? If the Bible tells us not to be angry, then how is being angry not wrong?
Well, let's look at the one person who did not do anything wrong and see.
You mean Jesus.
Right. Because of verses like 2 Corinthians 5:21, we know that Jesus lived a sinless life. Therefore, we can assume that if He ever got angry, then feeling angry isn't wrong.
Yeah, that sounds logical.
Yeah, but did He?
He did. And not just once. Mark 3:5 tells us that He became angry with people for caring more about keeping rules than loving others. In Mark 10:14, Jesus becomes angry with His disciples for telling people to not bother Him with their children.
And didn't Jesus get angry when He made all the bad guys get out of the temple that one time?
Yeah, they were selling animals where people were supposed to be praying.
The Bible doesn't say He got angry, but you do kind of get that impression when you read about the two times He cleared the temple.
Wait, two times? You mean He had to do it twice?
That's what it looks like. One time in John 2, and another in Mark 11.
No wonder He got angry.
There are other parts of the Bible that talk about Jesus getting angry, like Mark 1:41 and possibly John 11. But I think you get the idea. Jesus got angry. So it's not wrong.
The main things we need to look at is why Jesus was angry.
Right, and those stories sounds like Jesus got angry with the people because they were doing the wrong thing.
That's right, but more precisely, Jesus was angry because these people were not listening to what God was teaching them. God was trying to show them how he wanted them to love him and others, and instead, they kept looking out for themselves.
So, what you're saying is, it's okay to get angry if it's for the right reason.
Yes, but always remember what we talked about earlier. Anger, even if it is for the right reason, can make us forget what God has told us. A classic example is what happens to Moses in Numbers chapter 20.
Why? What happened?
I'll let you look that up for yourselves. I've got to go home, and it looks like your karate class is arriving.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, Amber. I'll stick around and read up on it on my phone. After you're done with class, we can talk about what I found.
Okay, sounds good.
Will you be able to find a ride home, Sage? I'm leaving now.
We should have room when my mom gets here.
I'll text my parents to let them know my change of plans.
All right. Oh, I almost forgot to take the radio with me. Lionel probably would like this back. Now then, it looks like I can just unplug the charger and...